From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama hails climate deal. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate agreement reached by nearly 200 nations in Paris, while noting American leadership was key to successful negotiations aimed at curbing global carbon emissions. VOA correspondent Arup Pandey reports from the White House.
Obama said the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth while helping developing nations implement clean energy programs through public and private financing.
Moreover, this agreement sends a powerful signal that the world is firmly committed to a low carbon future, and that has the potential to unleash investment and innovation in clean energy at a scale we have never seen before.
Obama noted American leadership on climate change was instrumental to reaching the historic global deal. Domestically, he cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired plants by more than a third by the year 2030. Arup Pandey, VOA News, The White House.
World powers are meeting with Libyan officials on a U.N.-backed plan that is designed to unite Libya's fractured government before a signing ceremony on the proposal that is set for Wednesday. Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry are leading the talks today in Rome. Libyans taking part in the talks include officials with the internationally recognized government as well as the rival militia alliance. Kerry tweeted, "Conflict, instability in Libya have gone on for too long." We invite you to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb blast ripped through a busy clothing market today, killing at least 15 people and wounding about 50 others. Authorities say the death toll is expected to rise. The explosion happened in the administrative center of the semi-autonomous Karam tribal district on the Afghan border. The political administrator of Karam told the French news agency the bomb had been hidden in a bag left at the market. The tribal region has been the site of violence from Islamic militants and sectarian conflict between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of two people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. The two people were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. Criminal proceedings have been opened against the two under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Oliver Junot is the prosecutor general for the Canton of Geneva.
Ces personnes, en raison de leur comportement et de leur nationalité, ont été soumis à des contrôles accrus.
He says those persons, because of their behavior and their nationality, were subjected to increased police checks and police control, and those controls revealed the presence of traces of explosives in the vehicle they used. Authorities in the Geneva region have been searching for four suspected jihadists with alleged ties to Islamic State, but police have not said whether Friday's arrests were connected to that search. At least two women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results today show Salma Bint Hizab Al-Otaibi is the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat, beating out seven men and two other women for the position of Madaraka, about 150 kilometers north of Mecca. Of the 6,440 candidates in the local elections, about 900 were women, despite obstacles in running and registering to vote, Human Rights Watch reported. The rights watchdog said the distance to voter registration centers and required ID cards that many women do not have hindered the process. A 23-year-old man is under arrest in the western U.S. state of California for allegedly setting fire to a mosque in the state. Police arrested the suspect shortly after the incident. He is facing multiple charges, including arson and a hate crime offense. No one was hurt in the fire. The mosque was hit by gunfire last year. The mosque is in the same state where a radical Islamic couple killed 14 people and wounded 22 others in what investigators say is an act of terror. The couple was later killed by police during a gun battle. Once again, our website, voanews.com. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.